Last week, the Washington Post published an article about Alexandra Elbakian, a 27-year-old student from Kazakhstan and founder of Sci-Hub, an online database of nearly 50 million pirated academic journal articles. To some, she is the Robin Hood of science. To others, she is a notorious cybercriminal. Elbakian's case raises many questions. To me, the most important one is this a sign that academic journals will face the same fate as the music and media industries? If so, and there are strong parallels to be drawn, then scientific publishing is about to be transformed. So, either we open up to a new publishing culture with new business models and lead the market, or we keep things as they are and let the opportunity pass us by. As I see it, European success now lies in sharing as soon as possible, because the days of publish or die are disappearing. The days of open science have arrived. So today, I want to talk to you about three things. One, why open science is a good thing. Two, a common vision for open science. And three, what we plan to do next. In my view, there is a strong economic, scientific, and moral case for embracing open science. Which brings me to my first point, why open science is a good thing, and one of the three core priorities of my mandate. Let's take the example of open access first of all.